You're listening to Master Your Magic, a travel podcast following the wild tales and transformations of some of the greatest adventurers today. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Master Your Magic podcast. And this special episode is a makeover edition because my podcast has had a complete makeover. If you take a look, you'll see that the last time I posted a podcast for you all was in April 2020. And we'll dive into all of that here coming up, but I wanted to kind of start from the beginning. For those of you who don't know me, I have always been in kind of the business of transformation. I feel like over my lifetime, I've had quite a few different transformations, and I don't know if that's the same for everybody or if, you know, a lot of people out there feel like they just kind of stay the same. But when I was younger, I would say I identified as an actress. It was kind of like what my whole life was about. It was all I wanted to do. It was all I wanted to be. I used to lie in bed and dream of one day moving to Hollywood, and I knew that I was going to have something or be something, some sort of actress. And I've always loved being on camera and hosting. And I did that for quite a while out in Colorado, and it was really fun and I really loved it. But then I got a little older and went to high school, and that kind of, I don't want to say it faded away because it didn't. I came back to it in my 20s, but you know, I started kind of partying more and figuring out who I was in high school. And, you know, that side of myself really came through. And like, let's be real, I still love, you know, a good margarita, but I'm a lot calmer than I was in high school. And I would say alongside of this kind of like having fun and partying and this actress side of me, I also in my 20s became a yoga teacher. And that really saved my ass, I will say, becoming a yoga teacher. And that happened because of going through and moving through depression. And when I was younger, my boyfriend committed suicide, and I did not know how to handle the situation. And I, you know, hanging out with my friends, they wanted to forget things and drink and party. But, you know, I was kind of going in a very quick downward spiral and needed something to help me. And so I ended up finding yoga. My dad actually kind of forced me to go to hot yoga and forced me to go to hot yoga teacher training with Bikram, which, yes, he's crazy, but we won't get into that either in this episode, maybe some other time. But yeah, back in 2006, I became a yoga teacher. So I sort of let go of these other parts of myself in a way and made this major transformation that took me on this whole journey 2006 up until literally 2020. And that's when everything changed. And I feel like I don't know anybody actually that like 2020 didn't change them in some way. I mean, if you're out there listening to this, please make yourself known, because if you are still the same from the beginning of 2020 to now, then that is like truly, I don't know if it's impressive, but like, wow, good for you. But yeah, so I stopped recording this podcast in April 2020 because I went through this really massive period of questioning, who am I? And I've asked this question to myself before, you know, throughout my life a lot, I've asked this question, but I feel like during quarantine and during 2020, the question like meant more, or I took it a lot deeper. And I don't know if it was just because I was quarantined alone, which like I know a lot of people weren't quarantined by themselves, but I live by myself, which could be a blessing and a disguise. I have no idea. I think, you know, sometimes it was very lonely, but also sometimes I was very grateful not to be like stuck with somebody throughout that entire time. But I stopped recording the podcast because as a result of questioning, like, who am I? I was questioning, like, what's my message? And I really felt that it was not fully there and it wasn't fully developed. And I knew I loved podcasting and I knew I loved, you know, having and sharing these episodes with you all. But there was things weren't fully developed in myself. I wasn't fully in alignment. And I mean, I don't know if you ever truly are fully in alignment, but there was still a lot of like questioning that was happening. So I listened and I took a pause and I took a sec for myself to kind of figure it all out. What do I want from life? How do I want to give to others? You know, what do I want to say? How do I want to say it? And freedom is a key word that I feel like I kept coming back to, like over and over again. Freedom. It was always this, I'm very, it's like gonna sound weird the way that I'm about to say this, but I'm very attached to my freedom, which in a sense is not being free. And that's my own sort of, you know, understanding and lesson that I am figuring out in this lifetime. Because even like by the very like act or like want to have freedom, it's basically saying and being in a vibration that isn't free. So it's kind of a interesting paradox there. But anyway, I and we as a whole, as a planet, I feel like we're nothing without our freedom. And it could be freedom of our thoughts, because like if you have monkey mind and you don't have a clear channel happening in your brain, then like you're definitely not free. You know, it could be our bank account. Like if we're a slave to our money, that's not freedom. You know, it's our relationships. If we're in a relationship where we don't feel like we have the freedom to express ourselves or be ourselves, that's not freedom. But I mean, it goes way deeper than all of that. It goes way deeper. You know, what the planet is going through. You know, everybody's struggling right now, or I wouldn't say everybody, but those who are aware are sharing the struggle of the universe and are in an understanding that people don't right now have the freedom regarding the choices of their own health and body. They don't feel free to live where they want to. They have governments that are making choices for themselves. And that's like a bigger spectrum. And I'm not even talking about all of the smaller freedoms that are taken away from somebody on an individual basis that only they can truly understand within themselves. But it's a really scary / inspiring time to be alive. It's both. It's really weird. It is scary. It's a scary time. Like when you feel like your freedoms are being taken from you, that is fucking scary. I will say it. But it's also inspiring because it's like, well, shit, like now if ever is the time to transform. Now if ever is the time to figure out who are you? How do you want to help the planet? What is your message? Like what is like your inner voice, your heart saying? Because I feel like when you're really listening to your heart, when you're really tuned in, your heart is like a part of your higher self. And when you're tuned into your heart and you're really speaking from the heart, truly, not from your ego, but really from your heart, when you share your message, like you can't go wrong if you're really coming from your heart. And that's the thing, like sometimes like the messaging right now in the planet, on the planet, is scary. Like it's scary to have a voice. You can say one small thing, and if you say it a certain way, you can totally be like attacked, or, you know, hordes of people on the internet coming after you for making a tiny mistake or not doing something the way that it should be done or the way they want it to be done. And it's these like really crazy opposing opinions that can make a lot of people out there just completely shut down and feel like they don't want to share their message. Yeah, it's kind of a fucking mess a little bit. So anyway, that in itself, I would say, is a reason why I took a year and a half off of podcasting. It was taking a sec for myself. It was taking time to figure out what makes me happy. Like, what actually is in my heart? Like, what's really there? You know, I feel like 2020 hit all of us really hard. My dad passed away in 2020. I was in this really bad car accident. And I ended up going into like a really depressed place from that. And I felt like my heart was broken. Like, my heart was broken. And it still is from time to time. But it was like a feeling of like not being able to be myself anymore. Or it was like the things that weren't making me happy anymore. But it's weird because like when you're in that space and you're not doing well and you no longer feel like yourself, and the story of you as you've known it so far is no longer working for you, well, then what? Like, there's only one way to go, and that is to shift. You have to. You have to transform. You have to shift. You know, you can stay in it as long as you can stay in it, but eventually you either have to just keep lying there in the fucking dirt, or you have to pick yourself up and be like, okay, well, I no longer feel like lying in the dirt anymore. So that is kind of what happened. And there was one thing when I listened to my heart that kept coming through over and over, and it was travel. Travel, travel, travel makes me feel free, free, free. Why do I want to feel free? Because I, when I'm tapped into my heart, when I'm traveling, when I'm feeling free, I feel the most close to my higher self. And when I'm that close to my higher self, I can actually help the world. I can actually share with others from that space. And that is a really, really powerful place to be in. So if anybody's out there also shifting and transforming and wanting to come from their higher self, check in, take the space, and look into your heart and see what is there. So yeah, so travel. I love that this podcast got this makeover, this transformational travel maker. I'm literally obsessed, and I'm going to dive into all of that, because what is transformational travel? Like, isn't all travel created equal? No. No, it is not. Not all travel is created equal. There are like – I've been on them – vacations where it's like your regular run-of-the-mill, stay at a resort, chill by the pool, and drink cocktails for the whole time that you're gone. And while there might be some things that shift, like, that's not what I'm talking about transformational travel. Transformational travel and those vacations, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Like, you know, sometimes that's exactly what you want. Perfect. Go for it. But I'm talking about transformational travel. So this is the kind of travel that changes your life. It opens your eyes. You become like a new, better version of yourself before you went on that trip. And I'm kind of reminded always of the hero's journey. So that's Joseph Campbell. If you've never read The Hero's Journey, it's kind of like the script of life that all movies and books kind of follow, is this hero's journey. And it's where you set off and embark on this journey, and all these things happen to which by the time you return home, you're never the same. You know, you always watch a movie and it's like this, you know, meek I don't know, this is just one story, whatever, meek person that's like, oh, I don't know if I can do it. And then they go on this journey, and after they're like freaking fighting dragons and like, you know, come home like all buff and badass and like, you know, just feeling all confident and like they're fucking saving the world. So transformational travel, like, has anyone out there had that freaking experience? Because I have. My first transformational travel experience was in 2014, and it was actually like just synchronistic as to how it happened. I kept feeling like, I have to get out. I need to get out. I need to get out. And what happened? Okay, I was at my apartment. I was living in Park La Brea at the time in Los Angeles. And I randomly had this like intuition to call this girl who was in my acting class at the time. And I don't know why I felt like I should call her. I didn't know her like that well, you know, but I had her number just from like working on scenes and stuff together. But I call her and she's crying. And I was like, oh my God, what's going on? And she was like, oh, nothing, nothing. I don't normally talk to people about this stuff. And I was like, okay, well, you can share it with me. And she's like, no, I can't. I was like, okay, well, where are you? And she's like, I'm by the Grove. And I was like, well, that's literally where I live. Do you want to come over? And she's like, really? It's like, yeah, if you're right here and for some reason I called you on a Tuesday morning, like just come over. So she came over. She shared with me, you know, my father lives in Thailand and I haven't seen him in 17 years. And he hasn't been a part of my life up until this point. And now all of a sudden he wants to be a part of my life and I don't know how to feel about it. I'm like really hurt by the whole thing, but I feel like I have to go out there and like basically re-meet him. She's like, I don't know what to do. I just keep praying that somebody will go with me or something will shift things. I don't know. And so I was like, well, maybe I'll go with you. And she was like, what? And I was like, I mean, you and him can have your own experience, but maybe I'll meet up with you guys. And then after you meet with him, we can go travel through Thailand and maybe it'll make things feel less stressful or, you know, for you. And she was like, oh my God, that would be crazy. I was like, okay, well, let's just look and see how much tickets are. And like at the time they were like $800. And I was like, oh God, I don't know. I was like, well, let me just look and see how much I have sitting in my PayPal account. So I looked in PayPal, which I'd been like collecting like money from teaching private yoga lessons. And I happened to have the exact amount that I needed to buy this plane ticket. So I was like, should I buy it? She's like, yes. So I bought the ticket. We're, you know, dancing around. You know, I didn't know her that well. But I ended up having a completely life-transforming trip. My eyes were opened. Not only were my eyes open just in regards to like I took 3 weeks off to go on this journey and I thought I was being like way out of line taking off 3 weeks. I was like, how dare I, you know, like who does something like that? But then when I was in Thailand, I met so many people that were like, oh, we're on holiday for 3 months. I was like, what? 3 months? Is that a joke? Like, no. Everybody in our country does this. Sometimes 6 months. What? Okay, so it's just freaking Americans that like work ourselves to the bone and like don't question it. Like, what is wrong with us? So anyway, I started opening up my eyes in regards to that. And also my dreams, man, they like I already have crazy dreams, but they were way, way more vivid and lucid and trippy and meaningful. Like my dreams, every single dream I had in Thailand was like, pay attention to this. This is a message for you. Pay attention to this. This is a prophecy dream. And one of the prophecy dreams was I call this version of myself like Boss Myla because I looked so like badass and like in alignment and in my element. And I had my own travel show and it was like all these things. It was crazy. And it literally was real. It was real. And, you know, I never like thought about that, but it was so real that I was like, oh man, I had like gorgeous blonde hair. I had red lipstick on. I just looked like fucking fire. I had all these people like working alongside of me that were like a team. It was really cool. But anyway, I woke up from that dream and I was like, shit. Like, how am I supposed to go back to like life as I know it now. No, no. But anyway, I went home and I was like, now I'm back at my normal job, working indoors, doing the same thing every day, seeing the same people. And it's not like it was a bad life. Like, no, it wasn't bad, but like I had changed. There was no going back. I couldn't just go home and be the same person that I was before I left. And it made me really sad. I was like, oh my God, this sucks. So, you know, I had that vision. I had that dream, but I didn't know how to like make any of that happen. I didn't know what to do. I just kind of like went back into my routine. There are like a few things that started to shift. And again, I was teaching yoga and I'd had that experience and I started a retreat company with my best friend, Lauren. And it's been amazing. Like for the past five years, hold on, 2017. Okay, so we've done like four international retreats at this point, and they were all transformational. Like they were all so freaking crazy. Everybody on the trip had a crazy experience where they shifted and grew, had an adventure, and you know, started a tribe of like community. It's so badass. So, yeah, what I would say throughout my life is that there have been three main components that have helped me move out of depression or, you know, to transform. Three main components that have helped me transform. Anytime I'm feeling stuck, anytime I can't pick myself up out of the fucking dirt, like what do I do? How do I shift? So yoga was one of them. And I honestly don't care if you do yoga. It's not even about that. It's more about having a spiritual practice. Like we're both energy, spirit, as much as we are human. But if all we're doing on this planet is being the human part of ourselves and completely ignoring the spiritual part, like there's a big chunk of ourselves that's missing. So I don't care if you meditate or write or run or do yoga or whatever, but like however you get in touch with your spiritual side, like that has to be a fucking component. It does. Because without it, like we're gonna much easier dip in and out of feeling good, not feeling good, feeling good, not feeling good. And also anytime you do want to transform, it's gonna make the road a lot bumpier. You want to smooth out your ride a little bit, start a spiritual practice. And if you don't know how to start a spiritual practice, ask your inner self, like, what do I need to help myself feel good spiritually, energetically? You might get a weird answer. You might get something you never expected. So just pay attention. Pay attention, see what it says. I'll say having a spiritual practice, that's number one. Number two, I already said it, travel. Travel has shifted everything in my life. It is, what is that Frozen song? Let It Go. Okay, I don't know why I'm thinking of that song right now, but for some reason, oh, because she says something like everything, once like you're distant, everything else feels small or something like that. I just butchered that song, but go listen to it. You'll know what I'm talking about. But she like goes up on that freaking ice mountain and like totally has a transformation. She like gets rid of her old clothes and her gloves that's stopping her powers. And then like she completely transforms into this like sparkly dress and builds an ice castle. Fucking talk about transformational travel right there. Like she's on point. But the reason I bring that up is just because like travel, man. If you're sitting doing the same thing all the time for a month, a year, years. Oh God, that scares me. But for real, it's happened to me and it's happening to people. Might even be you listening to this right now. If you're doing the same thing that you have been doing and were doing, you can't transform. You can't. And that's why I love travel so, so much, because it brings out these different parts of you. It makes you see the world in a completely different way. It makes all your fucking egotistical problems that you have back home that you're complaining about feel fucking small and insignificant, and you stop caring about them. Ugh. It's like literally the best. So that is one of the main reasons why this is a transformational travel podcast, because it combines travel with spirit, and the transformation of it all is fucking untouchable. And last but not least, you can't do all of that without a tribe. And this is like the biggest freaking deal ever. Tribe. Like, that's what you guys are to me. And I feel like I wouldn't have been able to get out of having that broken heart after my dad passed away, or being in like such a bad car accident that my body didn't work the same anymore, without my tribe. No, like, you have to have a tribe. You have to. It's the thing that keeps you alive. So there it is. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. That little tripod, travel, tribe, and spirit. Ugh, doesn't get any better than that. So anyway, there's the makeover. This is the new Master Your Magic podcast. And I want to thank you guys for, if you're still listening, being a part of this community and for allowing me to take that year and a half break of, well, nobody allowed me. I was going to do it anyway, but you know what I'm saying. For letting me take that year and a half off from podcasting so I could figure out what the fuck I'm doing on this planet, and being able to like pivot in this new direction that lights me up in a way that I haven't been lit up in a really long time. I'm going through a transformation right now. This is a part of it. You're a part of it. It's a big deal, and it feels really, really fucking good. So I'm excited to create and cultivate a community of badasses, people who want to share their stories, uplift the world, inspire others to create lives that they love so freaking much that they never need to travel outside of them. You know that saying, like, create a life you never want to take a vacation from? Yeah, for sure. That is such a big deal. Like, we shouldn't have lives where we're like, ugh, fuck this life, now I need a vacation. It's like, can't we love our lives so much that we don't want to take a break from it because all of it's good? Right? That's what I want anyway. Anyway, the upcoming episodes are not going to be the same as this, because this is just me talking to you. I have some really, really amazing guests coming on the show, and their stories are like, I could cry thinking about them. Like, they're so inspirational. They're so transformational. Can I say that enough? And I really can't wait for you guys to hear them. This podcast is for those who love travel. And, you know, full transparency, I'm not in a recording studio. Neither are my guests. We're living this life. We're living the travel life. You're going to hear episodes of people living in a van, people in a jungle, people who are on the top of a freaking mountain. I don't think I can get Elsa on the podcast, but I'll definitely try. So I'll keep you updated on that. Sorry, that was a really bad joke. Anyway, all I will say, and what I will end this with, is that my true transformation is being able to share my love of travel, my love of connecting spirit to human, and my tribe. It's you guys. So whether you're listening to this in your car or a plane or wherever you are in the world, I can't wait for you to be with me as it unfolds and transforms into something, and we can all travel through it together.